Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Never. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jolles, JOLLES.com, and you find his books there, How to Change Minds, his new book, and his blarticle is there. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about luck. Wrap it up for us. What are the last things we need to know about luck?
Well, believe it or not, if I were to wrap this up, I would say the last things we need to know about luck is how we frame things, meaning mentally. Obviously, not every day is a great day, but this is not just my opinion. Research is showing that lucky people tend to look at things in a very positive way. How would that make us luckier? Well, you know, we can see more opportunities when we're not in that fog and that cloud of disappointment. Okay, so we lost that job. We lost that bid. Tell me something positive. Well, we actually created a good proposal and template we can use for the next one. Right. In other words, how do we allow our brain to frame things in a positive way? It will contribute to luck.
Mm-hmm. Here's a story that I heard this last week. I was giving a speech at a conference, and they told the story, and that this company wasn't going to change vendors because it was, even though they didn't like the old vendor, and the new vendor had better deal than the old vendor, they weren't going to change vendors because the transition was just going to be too organizationally painful. But the new vendor said, yeah, I know, fine, but we're going to go ahead and give you a proposal anyway. And they did. They said, okay, they gave it their best shot. And so at the last, literally at the end of the contract, the old vendor, there was a major outage. And the old vendor said, we're not going to be able to be there and fix this for 48 hours. And the customer turned to the new vendor and said, can you do it in 24? And they said, yeah. And they said, if you can do it, you got the business. Now, they were told they weren't going to get the business.
Right.
And
right.
They said, no, thank you. But their luck was there was an outage.
Uh-huh.
And they were standing there in the right seats where the foul balls are mostly hit.
Right.
And they were standing there fat, dumb, and happy thinking, okay, we're having a great time here, not getting this business.
Right. Jim, it's a great story you just told. Many people would say, what a lucky company. And you and I both know, well, wait a second. If we do three or four of the things that just got wrapped around that story you told, we'd be luckier too. That's what we need to look at.
How many times have you been told you don't have a shot and you said, fine, I understand, I want to give you my proposal anyway?
Yep.
Every time. I did it every time. You did too.
That's right. Like I said, even if I don't get the job, there's something positive to take from it. You know, real quickly, I actually, with this audience, and I did an experiment, I gave them three or four of the most horrible headlines right off Washington Post that day, and all I asked the audience to do was, tell me something positive that you see there. And it's not because I'm a bleeding heart positive person, mm-hmm. although I kind of am, but the fact is, I'm just trying to make them luckier, and they got to get out of that fog of seeing everything from a beaten and defeated level. We got to keep our heads up and keep framing it positive, and that's how we get jobs like the one you just described, because our head's in the right place.
Yep, absolutely. And the thing for me is I'm gonna stand on what I said earlier. I don't consider myself to be a lucky person, but I do believe that I increase my luck chances if I do everything I can to make it happen without luck.
Oh, my goodness. That's, you walked around the weirdest thing you've ever made with me. You're lucky, Jim. You're lucky. I'm not letting you go. You're a lucky man.
I have a lot of...
You make your own luck. You sit in the right section. You do the right
that's
thing.
That's it. No, that's it. You're right. Okay. But you don't want to go. You don't want to go to Vegas with me.
No. You're what we call the table cooler. Yeah. They pay guys like you to cool a table
off. That's
right.
That's exactly right.
But you're not a business cooler. You're a business maker.
That's right.
And that's
right.
What we're looking for. And if everybody listened to what we talked about today and applied these principles and stayed away from Vegas, they're going to be just fine. That's what we need to leave it
with. The best way to make your own luck, and the folks, I can't tell you, and if there's anything I ever told you, and Rob is the same way, that we live this, we actually can back everything up that we're saying. You got to show up in the marketplace every day. What do you think, Rob?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Last thoughts. 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Jump on that article because you'll see a bunch of stories I'm writing about luck.
Yeah, he's got some,
Jolles.com.
Some good ones there on Jolles, Jolles.com. Hey, Rob, good job. Come back soon.
I sure will.
We'll see you next time. Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rob joined us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.